This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Jeff Bezos set a new property price record in LA with the purchase of a $165 million Beverly Hills estate. The Amazon founder's purchase of the home is the largest amount paid for a single-family LA area home. The 9-acre estate originally belonged to Jack Warner, the late former president of Warner Brothers Studios. Bezos is the richest man in the world. Makes sense. J-Lo defended her recent Super Bowl halftime show with Shakira, which was criticized by some as being too sexy. Yeah, I think that's honestly silliness, she said. Lopez and Shakira's halftime performance, which scored rave reviews otherwise, featured pole dancing, a children's choir, and both Latina singers embracing their heritages through song and dance. Come on, take a chill pill, haters. West Side Story is standing by its star, Amar Ramasar, despite protesters demanding he get fired. The controversy stems from Ramasar being accused of allegedly participating in a lewd text exchange. It involved the sharing and receiving of explicit images of female ballet dancers with male pals. Maria, I just sent a nude of Maria. Sorry. Ryan Gosling's longtime girlfriend Eva Mendes revealed a secret about the La La Land star. He's a whiz in the kitchen. Ryan is an amazing chef and baker, Mendes said. The same, it seems, can't be said for Mendes. I'm not sure that what I do is cooking. It's more like steaming veggies and juicing and making rice. Ladies, if you can find a cute guy who can also cook, hang on tight. You're welcome. Justin Bieber is giving fans a peek into his quote-unquote yummy sex life with wife Hailey Baldwin. When asked what he likes to do during his time off, he said, quote, "When I'm with my wife, we like to, you guys can guess what we do, it gets pretty crazy. That's pretty much all we do. We like to watch movies, we like to Netflix and chill, but we definitely do more of the chilling," unquote. Show off. The Masked Singer is coming to a concert venue near you. Tickets have gone on sale for a nationwide tour this summer, inspired by the TV show of the same name. The Masked Singer Tour kicks off May 28th in Detroit and will hit more than 45 cities, including Atlanta, Boston, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. The tour continues until August the 1st. Don't go get your tickets. Katy Perry appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live with her fellow American Idol judges plugging the new season of American Idol. The interviews were going great until Katy was asked if Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan would be invited to her upcoming wedding to Orlando Bloom. Then things got a bit uncomfortable as Perry hemmed and hawed, saying they were both busy and that it was going to be a small wedding. Can you say awkward? Dwayne Johnson's daughter, Simone Johnson, is following in his footsteps. It seems only fitting that she would pursue a career in the world of wrestling, and that's just what the 18-year-old is doing. Simone has already started training at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida, where wrestlers like John Cena and the Bella Twins got their start. A chip off the old rock. Sorry. Marvel Entertainment is adding a new comic book to its lineup this summer called The Marvels. The new series is described, quote, as the most sprawling series to ever hit the Marvel Universe, unquote. The Marvels features all the many and varied characters of the Marvel Universe, the heroes, the villains, the oddities. Ooh, I loves me some oddities. Ray Donovan will return to give fans a proper ending after being unceremoniously axed by Showtime. The Leaf Schreiber drama will either come back for a few final episodes or a movie to lay the characters to rest. Fans were left fuming after Showtime canceled the show, denying them a proper ending after the season 7 finale finished with a cliffhanger. Now this fixer's problem has been fixed. Ava DuVernay is working on a Nipsey Hussle documentary for which Netflix has won the rights. The late Grammy-winning rapper was fatally shot last March in L.A. at the age of 33. In addition to his critically acclaimed music, Hustle had become a community activist in his native South Los Angeles, and at the time of his death, had shifted his focus to preventing gang violence. No release date yet. A month ago, Brielle Bierman dissolved her lip filler, something she'd had for 4 years, to go have a more natural look. When she showed her fans, they loved the unplumped look. Well, the completely natural look was short-lived. Now the Don't Be Tardy star said she got just a tad of her filler back. Yep, now she's back to being a plumped-up idiot. FKA Twigs and Matt Healy have confirmed dating rumors after the 1975 frontman posted a photo of the pair together at the NME Awards. "Thank you, NME, for the awards and the chaos," he captioned a pair of photos, the first of which was a snap of them looking cozy. FKA Twigs used to be involved with Shia LaBeouf. Watch out, Matt! The Modern Family cast is soaking it all in. After 11 seasons together, the cast and crew are gearing up to say goodbye. Sofia Vergara and other members of the cast took to social media to share photos and videos from their emotional final table read. "Sad because it's ending, but so grateful and happy to have been able to be part of this family," Vergara said. Aww. The Trash Bin. It's been over 3 years since Rob Kardashian separated from Blac Chyna for the final time. The split was one of the messiest breakups in memory. It was widely assumed that, with the help of master negotiator Kris Jenner, the exes would eventually reach some common ground for the sake of their daughter, Dream. Well, that hasn't happened because they're a couple of idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Filmart in Hong Kong has been postponed until August due to coronavirus concerns. Xiaomi has launched its 5G flagship smartphone as it aims to boost its fortunes in China. Cisco shares dropped after their earnings report showed revenues continuing to decline. Online furniture retailer Wayfair is cutting 3% of its workforce as their stock is down 13%. Hey, it's furniture. You still gotta sit in it or lie on it.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Sonic the Hedgehog has taken over the number one spot.
The number one album.
Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial by Roddy Ricch is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft, again.
The number one book.
Open Book by Jessica Simpson is the best-selling nonfiction book. This is not a joke.
Justin Bieber is definitely back. Justin is excited to share his first new music in 5 years and hit the road this year, playing stadiums and arenas across North America. Kehlani, along with Jaden Smith, will join Bieber as support. The Changes Tour kicks off on May 14th at the CenturyLink Field in Seattle and includes performances at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, and wraps up September 26th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Hey, and we love his new single. Here's Justin Bieber featuring Quavo with the song of the week, Intentions.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen cooking up, catch your own bread. Whip it. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, on my only intentions.
No cap, no pretending. You don't need mentions. No. Got them saying goals, they don't wanna be independent. Tell them to mind your business. Ooh. We in our feelings. It's 50-50 percentage. 50. Attention, we need commitment. Oh. We gotta both admit it. Both. It's funny, we both listen. Both. It's a blessing, cause we both get it. Both. You the best. Ooh. Thing, and I don't need a witness. Best thing. I'ma find me a ring and pray it's perfect fit. It's perfect. Perfect.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. No filter. Go just make them drop dead, you a killer. Oh. Shower you with all my attention.
I will.
Yeah, these are my only intentions. Yeah. Stay in the kitchen.
That was Justin Bieber featuring Quavo with the song of the week, Intentions. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.